Protecting wetlands is not a story we typically associate with Iraq, but we should. And today, some good news about Iraq's historic Mesopotamian marshes. UNESCO just designated these wetlands in the southern part of Iraq as a World Heritage Site. The marshes were once nearly as big as Israel, but in the 80s and 90s, Saddam Hussein did his best to destroy them. Jane Araf is an Iraq-based journalist who's been covering the comeback of these wetlands for years.
It's really hard to describe how amazing they are. They're huge. They're more than 3,000 square miles of wetlands in the middle of countries full of desert.
Wow.
And the way to go there is you go with local people, and they still use some of the traditional boats. So they're like long canoes, and they're steered with a long oar. And they're almost silent. You can hear only the lapping of the water and the birds singing in the morning and the water buffalo. And you can see the wonderful water with people fishing and living on these small islands. It is quite idyllic. You know, it's thought to be one of the places that the Garden of Eden might have been.
Mm.
Having said that, it's not such a great place to live. It's very poor. It's terrible, particularly for women who do most of the manual labor. But it is absolutely astonishingly beautiful.
Great description, Jane, but it wasn't always this way, was it? Saddam Hussein destroyed these marshes. Why did he do that?
Well, it actually started in the 1950s, long before Saddam, when the government, successive governments, thought it would be a great idea to get rid of these marshes so that they could have more agriculture and they could explore for oil. When Saddam came in, he started draining them because he wanted to implement more projects. Then the Iran-Iraq War happened in the 1980s. And during that time, he believed, rightly, that people were coming from Iran through the marshes to launch attacks. So he started draining them then. In 1991, of course, after he was driven out of Kuwait, there was a rebellion in the south among the Shia. And the draining the marshes gathered speed after that because he wanted to displace these people. He wanted to punish them. And he wanted to make sure that nobody could be a threat to him.
So after Saddam Hussein, did the comeback of the marshes happen naturally, or was that with some serious environmental help?
No, that was the wonderful thing. So when Saddam Hussein was toppled, some of the people who actually lived in the marshes helped local people figure out which dams they could dismantle to start reflooding the marshes. So they actually went and literally took down these barriers so the water would flow again. And then the government got involved and the UN got involved. But at the start, it was local people saying, we're going to bring the water back, and actually going and doing it.
What will the UNESCO listing of World Heritage Site actually do to make Iraq better? I mean, will the impact be immediate?
Well, it's kind of a morale booster, and it certainly draws attention to a part of Iraq that isn't about bombings and political chaos, which is partly, I think, why the Prime Minister of Iraq welcomed it so warmly. But what it really does is it commits the government to a plan to protect the marshes. And apart from that, once Iraq becomes safe enough, it would really be a boost to tourism.
Even through years of violence, Jane, what do these marshes mean to the people of Iraq?
Really, Marco, Iraq is a country where people feel very deeply, despite everything in many parts of the country, their heritage. And their heritage is actually literally where civilization started. So this is international recognition that the marshes aren't just important to Iraqis, they're actually important to humanity.
Journalist Jane Araf in Baghdad, who's been following the push to make the Mesopotamia marshes in Iraq a part of UNESCO's World Heritage Sites, and they are now. Jane, thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco.
This is The World.